everyone. We're going to start this podcast off with a wrap-up for Melting Me Softly. There was a 16-episode run for this drama that falls into the fantasy and romantic comedy genres. It's in the fantasy genre because of the plot built around a cryogenic experiment, and romance because of the evolution of feelings between the two main characters. The lead male is Ji Chang-wook, and this is his first drama after discharge from military service. You may remember him from the action thriller Healer or K2 or even the romantic comedy thriller Suspicious Partner. He's wildly popular and has quite the following. Won Jin-ah is the leading female, and this was my first time seeing her in a drama, but she has been working in film since 2015. I love both the main characters, and you see a lot of really popular drama actors also in Melting Me Softly. The writing was done by Baek Mi-kyung, who also worked on Strong Woman Do-Bong-Soon, which is one of my favorite dramas. Barrow was also a supporting actor in Melting Me Softly. It finished airing with a 9.3 rating on Rakuten Viki with 8,408 votes at the time that I was doing my research, and an 87 on Asian Wiki with 1,498 votes. So far, most of the dramas that rate an 8.8 or higher have been entertaining and pleasing, so if you want to check it out, you will not be wasting your time. I do not want to give any spoilers, but the ending was interesting and not quite typical of your usual happily ever after. Even that was pleasant. Overall, there was an excellent blend of comedy and seriousness. Ji Chang-wook was, of course, epic. In the end, I think the person I wanted to hug the most from Melting Me Softly was Ma Dong-chan's little brother. He was way too sensitive for this life. The person I wanted to punch the most in this drama was, of course, the evil mastermind, Lee Seok-doo. Now let's look at a quick and dirty rundown of 2019's top dramas. I'm only going to go through the ones that I can vouch for and have viewed, and I can't put them in order of preference, so I'll just do a quick blurb on each drama and maybe add some of my personal feelings. Alright, moving on. Hotel Del Luna is categorized as a dark fantasy romantic comedy, and I would even say paranormal romance drama, starring IU and Yao Jin-gu. For those of you who know IU, you know that she typically excels at anything she does, from music to acting. This drama is great, but even better with her in a leading role. In it, she plays a beautiful but deadly cursed CEO of a hotel for ghosts that is known for being temperamental and fickle. The hotel helps ghosts transition to the afterlife and employs ghosts within its staff, with the exception of one position. The manager is always human. Gu Chang-sun is a rule-oriented and well-educated young man with high prospects for a career as the youngest manager to ever work at a multinational hotel corporation, until he gets sucked into working for Hotel Del Luna and Jang Man-wal, who is played by IU. Manager and CEO become entangled through the efforts of the gods, trials from hotel guests, and attempts to help Man-wal work through her curse. This is an epic drama, and while it is fun and IU is so stylish throughout, it definitely gets you right in the feels. This would be a great rewatch for the Halloween timeframe. It has a 9.7 on Rakuten Viki with 19,510 votes, and an 87 on Asian Wiki with 5,953 votes. Extraordinary You is categorized as fantasy romance, and it has an elite high school setting. The fantasy part comes in when you realize that this is not a drama, actually, but a comic book. The characters are forced to do what the writer wants while they are in stages, but offstage are able to pursue their own goals if they become self-aware. The leading female is actually a mere extra with a tragic backstory and limited lifespan in the drama, but manages to wrangle fate and start making changes to live her best life. Each change made in the comic storyline, however, has a resulting price that must be paid by someone else. There are points where she was annoying Iwani, I'll admit that, but I think that was done on purpose. The leading male is a nobody numbered character that's pulled into the limelight by the leading female. Despite the writer's dictations, the two become close and realize that with the end of the comic comes the end of their relationship. I felt that this was an interesting take on dramas. It pokes fun a bit at romantic comic books or dramas. If you've seen the drama W, then you'll recall that it was also based around an alternate universe driven by an online comic series, so there are some similarities. Extraordinary You is starring Kim Hye-yoon and Kim Ro-woon. And Kim Hye-yoon has some previous acting experience, but this was the first work for Kim Ro-woon, although he has stage experience as a member of the K-pop boy band SF9. Asian Wiki gives this drama a rating of 87 with 4,526 votes, and Rakuten Viki has it at a 9.6 with 3,163 votes. He is Psychometric, falls into a lot of different genres, from romantic comedy to thriller to mystery to fantasy, so if you're in the market for something a little different, this one may fit the bill. After losing his parents, Leon gains the ability to see the past through touch. At this stage in the character's life, he has decided to use this power for good and ends up working on a case. The leading male is Park Jin-young, who has been in a few other works starting in 2012, but this is his first leading role. He even appeared in Melting Me Softly. Additionally, you may remember him from the wildly popular group GOT7. The leading female is Shin Ye-eun, who only made her first acting appearance in 2019. I was really pleased with the storyline in this drama and enjoyed the acting, even though the chemistry between the main characters wasn't exactly on fire. Asian Wiki has this drama at an 86 with 2,655 votes, and Rakuten Viki has it at a 9.7 with 15,906 votes. That's a super high rating. Alright, Touch Your Heart. This is a contemporary romantic comedy with a dependable trope. I watched it because of the leading actor and actress. I had seen Yu Inna in Guardian, the Lonely and Great God, better known to the masses as Goblin. And I saw her in My Love from the Star. Even when she plays a bad girl, she's good, y'all. What I did not know and found out through research is that she has a ton of life experience and is even a well-known DJ. More reasons to fangirl for Yu Inna. I also saw that the male lead, Lee Dong-wook in Goblin, he played the Grim Reaper role. In this drama, his character is a super serious lawyer, and Yu Inna plays an actress that is beautiful but terrible at acting. After a scandal, the actress is trying to make a comeback and goes after a role based on a legal secretary by a popular scriptwriter. The writer demands that she get actual experience before taking on the role, and that's how the two polar opposites come into contact with one another. You can check out Lee Dong-wook right now on his talk show, Because I Like the Talk, that just started up. This drama has an 87 on Asian Wiki with 3,714 votes and a 9.7 on Rakuten Viki with 20,419 votes. It can't hurt to check it out, y'all. Alright, next drama, Her Private Life, is an adorable contemporary romantic comedy. I love this drama because I feel like it targets an older professional audience. The leading female is head curator at a large art museum in South Korea, but she secretly spends her off time managing the fan site and going to appearances and events for a popular idol. When the museum's art director, who I love, also, by the way, the acting on her part was off the charts hilarious, runs into legal trouble for embezzlement, an aloof and serious artist steps in to run the place. The artist has some serious baggage that ends up tying into the idol and thus the head curator. The two end up having to start a fake relationship that becomes less fake as time goes on. I really love this series from start to finish. The leading female is Park Min-young, who I've seen in Healer, but had starring roles in both Remember, which was just this heart-wrenching, beautiful drama, and What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, which was epic. The leading male is Kim Jae-wook, and this was my first time seeing him on the screen. He has singing, modeling, and acting experience, and I saw him in the 2007 drama Coffee Prince. This drama, Her Private Life, has an 87 on Asian Wiki with 3,315 votes and a 9.7 on Rakuten Viki with 19,560 votes. All right, search www. I enjoyed this one because it focused on female leads and older, more mature women, kind of like Her Private Life. Additionally, it featured women working in important high roles in large tech companies, which was also pleasing. There are three females who are highly competitive, all working for large web portal companies. You see alliances and relationships form, dissolve, and reform throughout this drama. Somehow they manage to slide a little romance in on the side, but it's not the focus. The focus is mainly on the women and their lives and their relationships. This work falls into both the romance and melodrama genres. Im Soo-jung, Lee Da-hee, and John Hye-jin all deliver excellent acting, and I highly recommend this drama. It's rated at an 87 on Asian Wiki with 1,552 votes, and a 9.6 on Rakuten Viki with 6,332 votes at the time of my research. Okay, guys. This is one of my favorites, Psychopath Diary. It's listed in the comedy and thriller genres, and all 16 episodes are available for your viewing and binging pleasure right now. The lead character is a quiet and timid brokerage employee who's bullied and used at work to the point of contemplating suicide. At the moment of action for his suicide, he ends up stumbling upon a serial killer in the process of murdering someone. As he flees the scene with the killer's journal, he's struck by a vehicle and ends up with amnesia. When the cops give him the journal, saying that they thought it was his possession, he assumes that he's the psychopath. As the drama progresses, we see him in all manner of insane situations, struggling with what he perceives as his self and his actual self. One of my favorite parts about this drama is the cuts that show original thrillers, like The Shining, before he acts out something he saw in one of them. The main character is played by Yoon Si-yoon, and I think his acting is amazing. It really is. This role was great for him. Reading a short bio on him also reveals that he's quite the well-rounded and interesting individual. His acting career started off in 2009. Jung In-sun plays opposite him as the female police officer, and her first appearance on screen was in 1998. All right, the handsome serial killer Park Sung-hoon is the super bad dude in this drama, and I loved his acting. His first on-screen appearance was in 2011. This is my first time seeing any of them on the screen, sadly, but it was just epic. I would definitely rewatch this. Asian Wiki rates this drama at an 86 with 440 votes at the time of my research, and Rakuten Viki has it at a 9.6 with 759 votes. Those have definitely gone up since I checked on those, though. Okay, I thought I might break this up into parts one and parts two, but I'm just going to keep on burning through because we're at about 12, 13 minutes now, and I think we can do it all in maybe half an hour. For part two, My Absolute Boyfriend is the next drama. It's a contemporary drama that falls into the romantic comedy and science fiction genres. How science fiction, you might ask? Well, the main male romantic interest is a robot. I had previously seen Yao Jin-gu in Il Jime, though he debuted in 2005, and I was hesitant at first, but I'm so glad that I went with it. His acting was on point. Bang Min Ah is the special effects makeup artist that has dated the same famous guy in secret forever, like years before breaking it off. As a result, her romantic soul is crushed. But in drops the robot to throw things off and cause problems with her ex. Now, the ex is a major actor played by Hong Jong-hyun, who debuted in 2008, but this was a first time seeing him for me. This is a great story about love and definitely dips into humanity and what makes people human. Asian Wiki at the time of my check has it at a 77 with 1,087 votes, and Rakuten Viki has it at a 9.3 with 9,927 votes. Again, if you're looking for something that's interesting and maybe a little different, I would go with this one, My Absolute Boyfriend. Great. All right, level up. I'm smiling just thinking about this drama. It's a contemporary romance drama based around a gaming company that's in financial trouble until a restructuring company sends their top guy to rescue them. The top guy is played by Sung Hoon, who debuted in 2011, and I saw him in Oh My Venus. Han Bo-rum plays a game designer dedicated to the gaming company that's in trouble. She constantly butts heads with the new interim CEO. She also debuted in 2011, and I saw her in Master's Son and Hey Ghost, Let's Fight. The chemistry between the leading male and female was not off the charts again, but I found the distant aloofness of the leading male and the aggressive positivity of the leading female charming. Barrow was a supporting actor in this drama too. Asian Wiki, at the time of my research, has this rated at an 85 with 377 votes, and Rakuten Viki has it at an 8.9 with 4,109 votes. Again, if you're looking for something where there's a professional leading female working hard, this is it. It's a good one. There's been a couple of tech dramas coming out this year. I enjoyed it, though. All right, Legal High. Moving on, guys. Legal High is a contemporary legal drama starring Jin Gu and Set Eun Su. I've seen Jin Gu before in the awesome drama Descendants of the Sun, but I've only seen him in a somewhat broody and serious role, so it was refreshing to see him in this more comedic legal drama. Basically, we have one lawyer with a 100% win rate who is after the money, notoriety, and attention on the surface, and another lawyer who is trying to make the world a better place. Once the younger lawyer realizes that you need some kind of win rate to make a difference, she attaches herself to the neurotic but experienced big shot. I enjoyed the acting and story in this drama and the pace set by the main actor. Asian Wiki, at the time of my research, has this rated at an 85 with 440 votes, and Rakuten Viki has it at a 9.3 with 1,151 votes. All right, the next drama is The Tale of Nokdu. It's a historical romance comedy drama starring Jang Dong-yoon and Kim So-hyun. Y'all bear with me as I pronounce the names. I apologize if I mispronounce them or slaughter them. I'm doing the best I can. It's based on a webtoon and set in the Joseon era. It focuses on the reign of a king that has committed several atrocities. The main character is trying to find out who he really is, and the leading female is trying to get revenge against the king who wronged her family. Neither the leading male or the leading female are supposed to be alive, and they come into contact when he sneaks into an all-female village dressed as a woman. She's trying to avoid becoming a courtesan and happens to live in the house attached to the widow's village. Things between the two escalate, and they both end up working in the palace very close to their end goals. This was my first time seeing Jang Dong-yoon on screen, but he is fairly new, having debuted in 2016. I did see Kim So-hyun in Moon Embracing the Sun and Hey Ghost, Let's Fight. I enjoyed this drama, but there were points where the action and story kind of ebbed and flowed. It has a rating of 88 with 1,880 votes on Asian Wiki and a 9.6 with 4,753 votes on Rakuten Viki. My Strange Hero. This was a interesting romantic comedy drama. I think I may have commented that these were some of the oldest looking high schoolers I've ever seen. Despite that, I enjoyed the drama. The main character is known as a bad student, but is popular with the other students as a person who targets bullies. He's dating the smartest girl in his class, but she's hiding the fact that she's poor. He is also friends with the son of the elite private school's abusive and corrupt chairwoman. When there's an incident among the two boys that results in the chairwoman's son falling off the roof, and he testifies that the popular boy pushed him, his girlfriend, the popular boy's girlfriend, testifies against him as well. 9 years after he drops out of school, he's working for a company that does random jobs, like general services, and he rescues a woman from the Han River that happens to be his old flame. The news gets wind of this, and the public starts demanding that he get a do-over for high school, basically, so he can get his diploma. This sets the ball rolling, and the old crew is back together, but revenge is on the table. I like the leading actor, Yoo Sung-ho's style, and enjoyed watching him in Remember and I'm Not a Robot. The female lead, Jo Bo-ah, has been acting since 2011, but this is the first drama I've seen her in. Kwak Dong-yeon plays the main antagonist, and I have seen him in Gangnam Beauty, but he's been acting since 2012. Asian Wiki rates this drama at an 87 with 1,420 votes, and Rakuten Viki rates it at a 9.5 with 10,744 votes. I would recommend it because the acting is good and it's entertaining. All right, the next drama, Clean with Passion for Now. I really, really enjoyed this one. I got a lot of laughs out of it. It's a contemporary romantic comedy drama based around a cleaning company CEO who is a severe germaphobe. He runs into a female that is much less worried about cleanliness and more worried about living life. And while he is repulsed at first, she definitely grows on him. I watched this because of the leading actor and actress. I had seen Yoon Kyung-sang in While You Were Sleeping and Pinocchio and was impressed with his style. I wanted to see him in a more comedic role. I saw the leading actress, Kim Yoo-jung, and Il Jimae as well. I thought that the leading male's epic faces and over-the-top reactions were hilarious in this drama. And the leading female played the role very well. Asian Wiki, at the time of my research, had this drama rated at an 86 with 2,387 votes, and Rakuten Viki had it rated at a 9.4 with 12,954 votes. Again, for comedy, this is great. Okay, another Sakyuk, or historical drama. This one is Flower Crew, Joseon Marriage Agency. This drama has all the things we normally expect from a historical drama: palace intrigue, hidden heirs, murderous ministers, and of course, forbidden romance. It starts out focusing on a blacksmith and his female friend, who his family appears to have adopted when she was a kid. Now adults, he's fallen for her and wants to marry her. He hires the top matchmakers in the area, the Flower Crew Marriage Agency, to help plan everything out. On the day of his wedding, though, the groom fails to show. The leading lady in this drama is very self-sufficient and kind of a bruiser. She has lived all her life in a very common and basic way and is happy with that. All she wants is to find her missing older brother, who was separated from her when they were young. One thing leads to another, and after the wedding goes bad and she starts looking for a missing groom, she spends a lot of time with the guys from the matchmaking agency. I enjoyed the intelligent cat and mouse in this drama, the level of action, and most of the characters. Again, it kind of ebbed and flowed. Honestly, it probably would have gone just as well with one matchmaker. The other guys have some backstory, but I feel like they didn't get fleshed out really well. I will say that the actor playing the king, So Ji-hoon, is adorable. Asian Wiki, at the time of my research, has this at an 87 with only 720 votes, and Rakuten Viki has it at a 9.1 with 1,684 votes. Alright guys, we're coming to an end here. Love with Flaws is the next one. Guys, I was so excited for this drama. I really like the two main characters. In the end, I only managed two episodes. I know this is likely down to personal taste based on the ratings. The leading guy gets shot down by his childhood crush when they were in grade school because he is ugly and fat and is traumatized. He works hard physically and mentally to maintain an awesome physique as an adult. The leading female is a tough physical education teacher who's trying to get a full-time teaching gig at the school. She has three siblings by marriage that are beautiful men, and due to turmoil caused by their beauty, she abhors handsome guys. All she wants is a normal guy in her life. When the leading guy and leading girl meet up again at a grade school reunion, he realizes that she is the girl who traumatized him as a kid, and the reason he continues to be hung up psychologically. His therapist tells him to get over the trauma. He has to address this, which he translates as getting revenge on her. The issue for me and the way his trauma manifests physically is what turned me off from the drama. He has irritable bowel syndrome, and every time something happens with this female or related to this, he has to go poop urgently. One or two poop jokes here and there are fine, but this forming a basis of the main plot was a little off for me. Asian Wiki has this at an 86 with 1,064 votes, and Rakuten Viki has this at a 9.1 with 1,610 votes. Let me know if you have a different opinion. Maybe I should have stuck with it. All right, we're down to the last drama for 2019. Mr. Temporary, or Class of Lies. It's time for me to admit it. I enjoy watching Yoon Kyung-sang act, and the extremely tall cat lover is one of the leads in this drama. He plays a top lawyer that takes on a high school murder case, but is manipulated into being a scapegoat for the company. The case goes over poorly. An innocent person is in prison, and he's pretty much jobless. He uses fake documents to weasel his way into the high school as a temporary teacher, and ends up working with a teacher who loves the students and was fighting for the wrongfully accused and imprisoned former client. While it does have a high school setting, and we all know dramas set in high school are extra dramatic, I enjoyed the story as a whole. Asian Wiki has this at an 87 with 1,165 votes, and Rakuten Viki has it at a 9.7 with 2,341 votes. Alright guys, so we made it to the end of the 2019 drama review. That was 17 dramas that I saw last year. Definitely not all the dramas I saw, but those were, I guess, the most significant releases for 2019. I hope you got something out of this. If you did, or you have feedback, please hit me up. Let me know. And I hope you're having a great day, month, year. Take care. Thank you.